This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we go with another hour of What's On Your Mind. How are you? Shake off those cobwebs from that rest and relaxation you enjoyed this weekend, and let's go back to it. Yeah, a lot of rest and relaxation. Good majority of our audience can't tell a Sunday from a Wednesday, right? They're out there working hard. Yeah, never sleeps. Never sleeps when you're in the rancher never sleeps. Farmer never sleeps, Todd. Radio guy never sleeps, right? The talk shows do, but the vice president of, what's your title now? I think in charge of the world for iHeartMedia or something like that? VP of the world, iHeartMedia? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Todd is getting our guests all arranged there for the bottom of the hour. And we're looking forward to chatting with those good folks coming up. Trooper Dan Kruger and Sergeant Wade Katamris. We'll be here from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. We're going to talk about Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance Road Check Enforcement Event. Yeah, how's that? What is it? What can you do? What have you seen? Two troopers here for you, folks. A little mini version of Trooper Talk on What's On Your Mind. We're due for another full-blown Trooper Talk. Get it on the calendar. That's coming up here in just a little bit. Let me give you a rundown of the week here. Congressman Kramer is back. He's in Norway, did you know? He's in Norway. Yeah, he did a little advanced trip for me. Go out there and check things out. Leaving in 2 weeks. Oh, can hardly wait. Anyway, Congressman Kramer, that's why he was not on with us last week, and I'm not sure I mentioned that, but he's in Norway. Thursday, the president of the University of North Dakota, Mark Kennedy, will be here. He has a new book called Shape Holders. Business Success in the Age of Activism. Timely book because of the things you endure now in a time of activism, the age of activism. Activism would be like people that descended on North Dakota to suggest that a pipeline that had been lawfully permitted and followed every rule asked of them of the state and federal government was somehow unworthy. So the activism was, forget the facts, we're just going to lie about things, and then we'll get lots of money, millions and millions and millions of dollars. And they did. And thankfully, there's a lot of investigations ongoing to find out where they came from. So I'd be worried if I was, the kind of folks writing six-figure checks to GoFundMe accounts and sending people all over Kingdom come to scramble here with their little... I remember they keep it in the ground trailer. That was my favorite. Yeah, they keep it. Real grassroots there, right? Not somebody in a pickup. These folks come with a big trailer and a solar panel and big signs on it. And, yeah, what it ought to say is we hate oil is what I say. And I like to say in return, then turn in your iPhone. Can I have that, please? And, by the way, how'd you get here? Oh, the hypocrisy. It's unbelievable. Anyway, that's the age of activism and business operating in the environment's difficult. President Kennedy's written about it, so look forward to talking about that. Ryan Rauschenberger, North Dakota State Tax Commissioner, will be here to join us in our weekly radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Get a little bit of an update, in how he's doing and tracking down facts related to, okay, you know, if you paid for people to come here and protest, did they pay their taxes, and who was it that did it, and, you know, dig into all of that. So look forward to that. The NAROL conference is getting closer. That's the National Association of Royalty Owners. Their North Dakota conference is coming up June 29th and 30th at the Radisson Hotel in Bismarck. And so we'll visit with some of the organizers of that event. Friday, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford joins us. Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, and Mike Monplaisir, Cass County Auditor. We're going to dig into this question of, all right, if the state has kicked out the same amount of money this biennium as last biennium to cover property tax relief, why are city and county folks saying taxes are going to go up? It's a bit confusing. I don't know. It's a deal. So we're gonna dig into that. Then next week, I wanted to give you a little heads up because it's going to be here before you know it. From 3 until 7 at the Rough Rider Center in Watford City, they're doing a multi-industry job fair. Job Service North Dakota, McKenzie County Job Development Authority, Watford City Area Chamber of Commerce, Williston Regional Economic Development sponsoring this. 3 to 7, Rough Rider Center. Veterans get a priority from 3 to 3:30. I love that. Employers go to WillistonREDC.com /Watford City Job Fair to sign up so you could be there. But if you're looking for a job, folks like AT&T and Aflac and B&G Oilfield Services and Brady Trucking and Calfrac, Cashwise, Clean Harbors, Command Center, E&M Services, General Equipment and Supplies, they're big. Halliburton, they're big, obviously. JMAC Resources, MBI Energy Services, Knife River, McKenzie County Health Systems, MRC Global, Oil States Energy Services, One Oak, Panther Pressure Testers, Purity Oil Services, Ranger Energy, Rockwater Energy, Ralston Oil, Select Energy, Six Shooter, Target Logistics, U.S. Recruiting Travel Centers of America, and even the United States Post Office are all going to be there. A chat with Daniel Stenberg from the Economic Development Office. He's the coordinator for McKenzie County in the coming days as well about all of that. So wanted you to know that was happening. 855-200-1776, extension 1 to leave us a message or call us at 701-258-0550. And let's see here. Todd, we had a call that I don't believe we've gotten to that came in before the show. Or did we get to that?
No, we did not.
I don't think we did.
You want to?
Yes, let it rip.
Yes, this is for Scott Hannon.
That's me.
On that march for the truth over the weekend, the anti-Trump march, first of all, I would say it shows that the climate thing is just a hoax because they weren't marching for climate. And then secondly, marching for the truth on Russia. Anyway, I read a declassified report back January 6th, two weeks before, President Trump took office stating no collusion. Obama's intelligence agencies all signed off, no collusion. So I don't know what we're marching for the truth on, Russia. But, most importantly, the media won't tell you this, but one of the main people behind that march is Sharia law activist Linda Sarsour. Sharia law activist Linda Sarsour. And she was also behind the Women's March the day after the inauguration. And, of course, George Soros, too, is backing all of this. But media won't share some of this with you. I think it's important to note that. So, okay. And here's a quote from her. You'll know you're living under Sharia law if suddenly your loans and credit cards become interest-free. Sounds nice, doesn't it? Anyway, quite a quote. Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the call. And that's what a lot of people that are playing PC games with this threat forget. What Sharia law is asking for, what it calls for. This isn't about going back to the John Kerry conversation from last hour, and too much separation between the government and the people. They want more government. And they also don't want to assimilate. They aren't to kill by the sword. And you're right. It's part of the political correctness, which is why I'm hoping that Theresa May saying this actually means it. It isn't just being mad about the events of the weekend.
There is, to be frank, far too much tolerance of extremism in our country. So we need to become far more robust in identifying it and stamping it out across the public sector and across society. It is time to say enough is enough.
Yeah. So if she means that, that great. Recognize that. As far as the protest, the caller referenced, do you think Cannonball, North Dakota was just a couple of people said, you know, this really makes me mad, let's go do this? Of course not. And the same thing with these anti-Trump. This is well-organized radicals. Now, on the other hand, what happened in Portland was some people said, enough of this. I'm going to go out and show my support for Trump. They go out there. And did you see what happened to them? Just look at the two crowds and you tell me who you think was more guilty in that deal. Obviously, there's hotheads in every crowd. But that's the Tea Party crowd. That's real folks going at it. Just saying, look, I've had enough of this. I want to see on my TV screen. I want to take it out. All right, more coming up on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by MyPillow. Grab a pen. I want to tell you about a really good deal in a minute here.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
We're going to Wolford, North Dakota, folks. That's I want you to circle your calendar. You pick the day. We'll be up there actually on Friday, but it's going Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 28th Annual Antique Farm Show at the Hawk Museum. Have you been to the Hawk Museum? No? Okay, we're changing that. Come on up here. Craft show, flea market. They're doing all kinds of things. They're even showing a movie up there. Friday night. Friday night variety show. Saturday night dance, pioneer women activities, kids activities. You're at an all-faith church service on Sunday. Admission is only $10. Good for all 3 days. Great food, I can only imagine. And parades each day, 4 o'clock Friday and Saturday, 2 o'clock on Sunday. A lot of tractor contests. It should just be a lot of fun. Really looking forward to that. I want to say thank you to Envision Cooperative of Rugby, Steve Doctor and his team, for bringing us up there, along with the good folks from North Central Grain. Thank you for that. They're in Bisbee. Sean and his crew there, and Tom at the Farmers Union Oil Company in Devil's Lake. If you go in there today, say, hey, I hear you're sponsoring that trip up to the Hawk Museum for those guys from What's On Your Mind. God darn it, anyway, thank you. Something along those lines. You could say the same thing to the crew at Merchants Bank or Bremer Bank. And we appreciate their sponsorship as well. And can't do it without our fine sponsors. So thanks so much for that, Craig at Merchants Bank and Kyle at Bremer. You know, it's fun. I was talking to a few folks about this trip, and everywhere I would call, they'd say, oh, we listen. We know who you are. Oh, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, this is so awesome. They have good fine listeners in every single corner of North Dakota and the Northern Plains, and we appreciate them very much. I asked you to have a pen and paper ready because I wanted to give you a number for my friends at MyPillow, and I'll do that right after we hear this comment from a listener. Just came in. Roll it, Todd.
Myron here. I just want to leave a comment. If you want to come into this country, become an American, speak the language, number one. You cannot be in this country being illegal. You get kicked out. Those two items are very, very, very important. But you shouldn't be given the option to speak 99 languages and be illegal and all this garbage. Learn the language. Become an American. That's all I got to say.
Right, well, that's assimilating.
I like Trump.
I do, too. I agree with you, Carl. Thank you, Myron. Appreciate that. Others welcome. 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave a message anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, okay? Or just call us right here on the air, 258-0550. You can chat with us there. Text Todd, 226-8503, or me at 367-2054. So here's that number for MyPillow, and here's why you want the number. Yes, it's the best pillow on the planet. Todd and I know that. We tell you about it all the time, right? Well, they make more than pillows. How about the MyPillow 10-inch mattress? Three unique layers providing you with the comfort and support you need to fall asleep and stay asleep all night, guaranteed. Fantastic. MyPillow mattress, there's the mattress topper, the bed, the body pillow, the go-anywhere pillow, the travel pillow, the first pillow, they got it all. Up to 50% off when you use the promo code. And MyPillows are the best graduate, you know, gift you can get. Wedding gift, send the kids to college gift. 800-506-9028. That number, 800-506-9028. Use promo code Scott at MyPillow.com and take advantage of the very good deal. Forgot about this, but I was going to play some of Nikki Haley. Do I have enough time to do that? I don't have a lot, but I'll play a little bit of this. Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, was on with a snarky CBS journalist this weekend, and she just wiped the floor with him. So I thought you might want to hear it in case you actually were doing something productive on Sunday morning. Latest numbers out of Orlando, by the way, tragic numbers. 5 people dead, 7 wounded. It's an RV repair place or RV parts place, something like that, down in Orlando. And the sheriff down there said the shooter who was deceased was a former fired employee. Said the shooting
Imagine
suspect,
that.
Yeah, I know.
Good
said the
grief.
Suspect had a few prior arrests, but it's not to believe to be connected to any terror group. It happened.
When is it? When is it ever not a fired employee? I guess every once in a while it's a jaded lover or ex-lover or whatever. But yeah, yeah.
Well, sometimes it's terrorism and they call it workplace violence, like at Fort Hood. You know that's
yeah, true. It's
kind of ridiculous. All right, I'll play as much of this as I can. It's good entertainment, I think. Nikki Haley really doing a good service for the administration. It's all about the Paris Climate Accord that has the media, just in a tither. Listen to some of these questions from this goofball.
Joining us now to talk about the president's decision to pull out of the climate change agreement is United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley, who joins us from New York. Ambassador, you have to make the kinds of agreements of which the Paris Accord was an example, getting all these countries to agree to something. How does the president's decision here affect your ability to do that on other matters?
You know, I mean, at the United Nations, we deal with a lot of different issues, from North Korea to Syria to peacekeeping reform, all of those things. It's one issue of many issues that we work on. And so sometimes we have agreements and sometimes we have disagreements. It's the nature of the international community, and that's what we're working through.
But a lot of people have around the world have looked at the president's decision and said this is really an affront to international agreements, into that kind of cooperation you talk about. As you talk to diplomats, what's the reaction you're getting?
I would love for her to say, a lot of people around the world, like who? A bunch of liberals like you? Who could care less of the cost of the economy of, you know, your little whims? Wouldn't you love that? But she did pretty good. Here's her answer.
I think they understand. They understand that the U.S. is doing what's in the best interest for the U.S. And the thing is, John, we've always been a leader when it comes to the environment. And we've always been very conscious of that. And what you're seeing the U.S. do is making sure we're taking care of the U.S. first. Our first concern does not need to be what the international community thinks of us. Our concern needs to be, are we doing right by the American citizens?
Does the president believe in climate change, Ambassador?
Oh, they're obsessed with this one. Just obsessed with it. They want to call him a climate denier. You know what they are? They're a truth denier. They're an election denier, like Hillary Clinton, for crying out loud.
Well, did any of this ever come up during the campaigns in the first place? We're making a non-issue an issue.
Now, it's a non-issue. The reason I'm playing this, because this question's getting asked over and over and over again, like it hasn't been answered. She answers it very well, but he doesn't take it as an answer. Listen.
He believes the climate is changing, and he believes pollutants are part of that equation.
Okay, so wait a minute. Does he believe in climate change? She says he believes the climate is changing. Do we have our answer, Todd?
Well, she's looking for a specific soundbite, and she ain't getting it.
He asked, does the president believe in climate change? She answers, he believes the climate is changing. He's answered the question.
Yeah, but it's not the soundbite she wants, so she's going to keep hammering until she gets it.
Well, that he wants, you mean, yeah, from
right.
Mr. Dickerson, yeah.
Right.
And I know how that he is absolutely intent on making sure that we have clean air, clean water, that he makes sure that we're doing everything we can to keep America's moral compass in the world when it comes to the environment. We've done that in the past. We'll do it in the future. It's what the U.S. does. It's what we'll continue to do.
She did very well. This whole interview, she just continued to push back against the silliness. It was very, very good. I mean, these people just think they know better. They do.
They get the soundbite, and they're not getting it, and they're mad.
They're a danger to this country, ladies and gentlemen. I really believe that. When you are that far away from the truth, you're a danger. All right, Trooper Talk, when we come back, don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest era. I'm Scott Hinnon. Thanks for listening. Today's guest, former Governor Jack Dalrymple. Our question for him, whether the truth was missing throughout this entire ordeal.
Absolutely. I think we're going to see that is the truly interesting thing historically about this, is the degree of misinformation and untruth that prevailed. And there's a lesson to be learned there. And the power of social media is an amazing thing, and it can be used for great good, in my opinion, but it also has a downside, and that is it allows people to spread misinformation and untruth very rapidly, and it also allows groups that are organized in their dissemination of misinformation to have a great tool at their disposal.
Former North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple. Keep listening for more of our ongoing series of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to.
sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Gooseneck Implement, rather, also one of our fine sponsors for our broadcast Friday from the Hawk Museum 28th Annual Antique Farm Show. I think I did not mention it the last time. I did the first time. Gooseneck Implement is in, of course, all over. Find them everywhere. They're also nearby in Rugby there. So, thanks to everybody up there. Looking forward to that. Be there Friday. Tell you more about that as we get closer to the event. Also, want to tell you about our friends at High Plains Apache. And if you need a sprayer, our friends at High Plains Apache not only have the sprayer, they have the part for the sprayer. Not just Apache sprayers, any sprayer, because they have that ET Ag Center with 50,000 parts at both of their locations. So that means when you need it, they have it. Bottom line there. And ask them about that new electronic drift management system, too. We're already seeing them. A windy year. This allows you to select your droplet size, keep it through the whole day, no matter what speed you're traveling. Really a nice feature. New and used at HighPlainsApache.com. Stop in at 1701 Eastside Court in Mandan across from Bonanza. Exit 60 south of Fargo on I-29 at High Plains Apache. One programming note before I introduce our next guest, and we're going to welcome your calls, questions, and comments for our North Dakota Highway Patrol troopers today, talking a little bit about vehicle safety, cargo securement, some of those things in an event coming up, is we received a call. We really take these seriously when people call, text, email, whatever, concern, and we read it. In this case, it was someone that attended the commencement exercises at Bismarck State College, and they said there was no national anthem, and they thought that was terrible. So we called BSC and said, we have a listener that says there was no national anthem. They think that's terrible. So do we, actually. Is it true? Did that happen? And Juanita Lee over there in College Relations sent us a response saying, as is traditional, Bismarck State College plays the national anthem at the beginning of many of the college activities, such as commemorative events, sporting events, etc. There is no tradition of playing the national anthem at many college commencement exercises, including BSCs. The exclusion of the anthem at commencement isn't in any way a political statement. In fact, the BSC commencement exercise schedule is approved by the college president, a veteran with 26 years of military service to our country. The statement is a little too kind of, dance around it for me, but I understand what they're saying. The bottom line is the person was white. There was not a national anthem. BSC's defense is everybody does it. And I'm not sure that's the right answer, but we know the answer, and we thank you for it. Let me welcome to the program Trooper Dan Kruger and Sergeant Wayne Kattermas of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. And we're going to talk about something called Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance Road Check Enforcement Event. That is happening very soon. 6th, 7th, and 8th of this week. Actually starts tomorrow and goes to Thursday. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Doing good. We appreciate you guys having us on this morning.
I know that God has a sense of humor, because this weekend I was putting a couple of watercraft in, and one of them might have slipped off the trailer. So, you know, it got me prepared for today to know that this stuff can happen. It didn't go too far. My son and I were able to push it back on, but we did provide for the state of Minnesota a free striping service on pavement, so that we managed to do. But I know we're mainly talking about commercial, but obviously this is, you know, this is something worth thinking about. Because somebody you're following has, you know, a load, whether that's on a semi or whatever, and you want to make sure that it's secured. So tell us a little bit about, I guess for 30 years this has been going on, so it is obviously working. Tell us about it.
Correct. So every year, CVSA has the International Road Check event. That's where troopers, inspectors from across North America will conduct primarily standard or level one inspections. But this year, every year they have a special emphasis on certain areas of the inspection. This year it'll be that area of cargo securement. This event is the largest targeted enforcement program on commercial motor vehicles in the world, with nearly 17 trucks or buses inspected on average every minute throughout Canada, the United States, and Mexico during a 72-hour period. And the Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance is an international organization where we try and standardize inspections across the country.
And I'm just going to ask these questions, and whoever wants to take them, go ahead and grab it. But at these road checks, what do you generally find? Give us some examples of sort of the common offenses that you uncover when you're doing a spot check like this.
Well, we find all different kind of things. Missing loose straps, missing straps, spare tires that aren't secured properly, just regular dunnage, just laying loose, different things like that.
And what all are you looking for? Is it just, you know, the straps and the load? Are you looking on hours for the driver, or, you know, just anything as far as the overall condition of the vehicle or the reg?
Yeah, we look at everything. It's a 37-point standardized inspection. So everybody does everything consistent all the time. And over those 37 different steps, I mean, we check the driver's license, driver qualification, if he has a current medical card, or if he needs something, other specific items. We go across vehicle condition, lights, tires, brakes, driver's logbook, hours of service, load securement. So anything that's on that truck, we go through it pretty good.
If you have a question or comment, by the way, go ahead and phone them in, 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd, 226-8503, or me at 367-2054 for Trooper Dan Kruger and Sergeant Wayne Kattermas today on the program. Let's see. We have a text right here from a listener that says, is it true on a commercial motor vehicle that the fire extinguisher must be stored in the upright position?
No, it's not. The fire extinguisher has to be full, and it has to be secured, but it does not have to be stored upright.
All right. I half wondered if that was kind of a joke, but because that would, you know, I mean, like, what would the difference be? But is there any occasion that a fire extinguisher needs to be upright? Or?
I think they're just trying to ensure that the fire extinguisher stays in one place, that it's not rolling around the vehicle, so the driver knows where to go each time, or if he ever has to use it.
Here's another text. I'd like to see North Carolina Patrol or someone inform the public of how dangerous it is to ride besides big trucks. If a tire blows, the driver could lose control of the truck and hit the car beside them. Also, if the tire comes apart, it could hit the car. I wouldn't want to be riding shotgun when one of those tires blows, slaps the side of the car. Safest place around a big truck is behind them. You can stop if something happens. The truck may not be able to stop, and in front of the truck is not where you want to be if they lose control. What about that?
Oh, very much so. I mean, you don't want to be close behind a truck. You see a lot of vehicles nowadays, they're right up beside them or in a blind spot. And if a tire does go, and that, I don't know, I always call them the alligators laying on the side of the road, one of those would hit your windshield or your vehicle. It could cause a lot of damage.
And that's kind of a reason behind these inspections is when the trucks pull into the inspection site, our inspectors are looking for bad tires, the condition and wear of the tires to ensure that the motor carriers are replacing the tires. Also, we also do no zone events throughout the year where the public can come to and look at and see the areas that a truck driver cannot see. So when you're coming up alongside the truck driver, there's going to be points and times where that driver is not able to see you. So if one good thing to use is if you can see the driver in the mirror of his semi, he's going to be able to see you. If at any time you're up alongside that truck and you can't see the driver, that's not a good spot to be. You want to pass the semi as quickly as you can without, you know, obviously speeding. But that's one good guideline to go by.
We're chatting today with two members of the North Dakota Highway Patrol Motor Carrier Enforcement Division. So starting tomorrow through Thursday is a special Vehicle Safety Alliance road check enforcement event for commercial vehicles. And we wanted you to know about it. Any questions or comments, welcome for them. A little version of Trooper Talk for you here today on the program, including Sergeant Wade Catermas and also Dan Kruger, Trooper Dan Kruger today with us on the program. Let's see here. I've got another one that I'll get to in just a second. But what I'm curious about is how you go about, is it roadblocks? Is it just random checks? Or how are you ultimately doing these checks during this event?
Well, we're going to be set up at several locations throughout the state. We're going to be at the Beachway Inspection Station, the Williston Way Inspection Station, the Morton Way Inspection Station. We'll also have inspectors out at the Apple Creek Rest Area east of Bismarck, where we put out signs that require all commercial motor vehicles to enter. So we get the trucks to funnel into our inspection sites through regulatory signs.
And there's not an option. They got to pull in.
Correct. Yep. Once those regulatory signs are up or on, they're required to pull into the inspection site.
Texter says, why bother announcing this? Many of the trucks on the road should not be on the road. They'll end up getting, you know, parked during the time frame or go around the checkpoints.
Well, it's been one of those things that's been around for 30 years. It's the first full week of June every year. It's pretty well known as a 72-hour blitz. That's what the truckers keep calling it all the time. So everybody knows when it's coming up or even close, you know. So it's a public event. We want to make sure that everybody knows we're out and about doing these things.
You know, and maybe it's a little more for the general public who don't deal with commercial motor vehicles on an everyday basis. These inspections are going to happen over the next 3 days. These are inspections that actually occur daily. So, you know, whether or not you have the truck driver that doesn't want to secure his load properly out there that will stop over this 3-day period, there's still going to be troopers, inspectors out there beyond these 3 days for these type of violations. So, I guess for me, coming into the motor carrier side of it, there's a lot of regulations and laws that commercial motor vehicles are required to follow that I don't think the general public is aware of, you know, that they need to. So, you know, it's more of a campaign to make other individuals that aren't in the commercial motor vehicle realm aware of what's going on, you know, how the North Dakota Highway Patrol and FMCSA is going about trying to ensure that these vehicles are safe on the roadway.
Makes sense.
Even when we do inspections, it's an educational thing. We always try to make sure that they are doing it the right way. And if they don't know, we explain to them how it's supposed to be done.
All right, short break. Ed in Minot has a question about hours of service. Tom in West Fargo on logbooks and one-ton pickups. And we'll also get in our one call does it all call of the day. Which reminds me, call Delta first. If you're in the oil field, working for the oil companies, looking for a turnkey solution for flow lines, pump jacks, and more,
we want to know.
Call Delta first at 406-250-8151. 406-250-8151. That when we continue on What's On Your Mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's PCCND.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Have you seen the Killdeer Mountains? It is one beautiful part of North Dakota. And our friends at Polar Service Center are looking for a shop supervisor to run their Killdeer location. So you get the best of both worlds. Work for a great company, Polar Service Center, and have some great beauty, outdoor recreation, and so much more all around you. Hunting and fishing is just phenomenal. If you have tank or trailer experience, management experience, call Gary Myers, 701-495-3592. Gary is the regional manager for Polar Service Center, the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have these service centers all across North America. If you have experience with tanks or trailers, this job is for you. Polar Service Center, Killdeer, North Dakota. And by the way, they pay up to $32 an hour. They have great medical benefits, including 401k with matching. Incredible deal. 495-3592 to apply today. 701-495-3592. Call Gary at Polar Service Center.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Delta Constructors, one call does it all, call of the day. We highlight one of our listeners every day. You know why? It's our way of saying, see how much we love you? We heard it twice. One, it was good enough to play twice, and, you know, really struck us as something very, very good. So we appreciate it. And we also get the opportunity to tell you about temporary flaring services, Z&I services, turnkey well site services, electrical and mechanical design, and the good things the folks at Delta Constructors do. You call Eric today at 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net. We were talking about earlier the questions of, you know, the global warming and climate change, and here's a caller from Friday's show on that point.
Good morning. I'm kind of disheartened. What happened? The Heidi Heitkamp, she uses people this way to make herself align to look better. This is not the way that the people of North Dakota do things. Something happened to Heidi Heitkamp. not good. I'm very disappointed with her and the people that act like her. She doesn't stand for the North Dakotans. I don't know who she stands for. Have a good day.
All right. That was a little different call than the one I was thinking about, obviously, because it had nothing to do with climate change. I'll save that one for tomorrow. How about that? You'll get a twofer. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Let's go to Ed in Minot for our guest, talking about an event you need to know about, especially if you're a trucker. The Blitz, as they call it, ladies and gentlemen. The Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance Road Check Enforcement that's happening tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. We're pleased to be joined today by Troopers Dan Kruger and Sergeant Wayne Cattermas. Okay, Ed, go ahead with your question.
As a driver, occasionally I need to use a 16-hour day. Okay, my question is, I've had my 10 hours off. You can only drive 11 hours, but I was told you can't drive after the 14th hour of your 16-hour day. Could you clarify that for me?
There is an exception where you can work one 16-hour day. There's going to be three things to you have to do. You have to be at home 5 nights prior. You can do it right after a 34-hour restart. But you can work one 16-hour day, which you're not able to drive more than 11 in that 16 hours. But you can do that one time.
Can I drive after 14 hours of that 16-hour day, though, sir?
Well, yes. It gives you a 16-hour day, where you were able to drive 11 and work 16 in one time a week.
Yep, doesn't make no difference. I was told that after 14 hours you can only drive still 11, but you can still actually, you know, be on duty for the 16. And I thought it was wrong.
No, that exception actually makes your day 16 hours out of 14. It's just a one time thing for a week, unless you take a 34-hour restart and restart again.
As long as I don't drive over 11 hours in the 16-hour day, I should be legal, right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to clarify. Thank you. Thanks for what you guys do. Appreciate it.
You stay legal now, Ed. We want you in good standing with our trooper friends. Tom West Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. I've got a question about where does the logbook kick in when I understand about the truckers, but how does this kick in when you're transporting equipment and you're using a smaller vehicle other than a semi? Where does this kick in?
At 10,001 pounds, what's considered a commercial motor vehicle when it crosses state lines, interstate commerce. So anything that's 10,001 pounds in combination, so if you have a three-quarter ton pickup that is 10,000 pounds in a trailer that is 2,000 pounds, now you'd be at 12,000 total pounds, which would make you a commercial motor vehicle if you're in interstate commerce. That's the key right there, interstate commerce.
So where does the logbook kick in then?
Well, then you would have to have, if you meet the 10,001 pounds crossing state lines or 26,001 pounds in state in North Dakota, you would need to have fill out your logbook. Hours of service would apply to you.
So it would be just the same as if you were a semi driver. It doesn't matter. If you're in commercial, if you're in business and doing stuff commercially or and interstate, everything's the same. The logbooks are the same.
Yep, but the weight is the key there, the weight of your vehicle.
Right. Okay, thank you very much, sir.
All right. Yeah, let's see here. Let's squeeze in one more real quick one. Bruce in Fargo, quickly with your question.
Yeah, I have a question. I used to haul a lot of agricultural chemicals with a double trailer set up and down between Grand Forks and Fargo. And so I never had to go through a scale. And my question is if you do go through a scale and you're asked to pull in for an inspection, does that paperwork, the hazardous manifest, have to stay in that truck? Because I was told that sometimes they'll ask the driver to come in and bring your paperwork with you. So my question is does that paperwork need to stay in the door panel with that load?
No, because it's part of the load, so you would bring that in so that can be inspected as well. The paperwork for a hazardous load, there's an inspection procedure for that as well.
So the only time, and you're probably getting that confused with, when you get stopped alongside the road for, let's say, some type of traffic violation or something, and the inspector comes up to your truck, you need to have that within your grasp as you're seated in the seat. So when it's in the side of the door is when you need to have it there.
Anything else in the 15 seconds we have left that you guys want to get in here?
Yeah, I just want to let you know that the North Dakota Highway Patrol is hiring currently, and applications are being accepted through August 10th. And
I'm out of here. I'm off to the Highway Patrol. I'll tell you that right now. That sounds like a good gig.
Yeah, then go on our website and find out all the details.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because their body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high. And it's because of that that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.